Merritt Street, we're building a new morning show where our guiding principle is to always value your time.
We'd love for you to join us. Be part of our community.
Each morning will be packed full of news, information, advice, and a lot of fun.
And we promise we'll never waste your time.
I'm Dominique Soxa.
I'm Fanchon Stinger. Join us for Morning on Merritt Street.
8 a.m. Eastern, 7 Central. Essential television.
Happy Wednesday, Secret Squad. I hope everyone is staying safe and healthy. Our episode today is going to be so much fun. We have a lot to cover, so I want to dive in right now. I'm here with Nikki Lee and Rihanna Capri, the co-founders of the infamous 901 Hair Salon of Los Angeles. Nikki and Rihanna's incredible client list speaks for itself. Kate Hudson, Taylor Swift, Jessica Simpson, Jennifer Lawrence. But Rihanna and Nikki didn't stop at their salon. They co-founded multiple businesses together, including a hair academy, a full product line, a shower filtration product, and a foundation. So I'm getting real today and talking about the secret to my fabulous hair. That's right, Nikki and Rihanna also do my hair. It's everything. It's the color, the highlights, the shine, the bounce, the brilliance, the body, the health. These women are responsible for all of it. My Texas frizz is gone, and I'm living with LA smooth hair. They updated my look and gave me the stylish, trendy highlights I have now. Go to my Instagram for photos of my new style. I'm so excited. I'm so proud. Thank you for chatting with me today, ladies. I'm so happy you're here.
Oh, we're so excited to be here. Thank you for having us.
Listen, talk about excited. It's like I haven't touched the ground since you two ladies came into my life. So I just want all of the listeners out there to just know, and that's why I said go to my Instagram page and you'll see what you brilliant women have done with my hair. And I don't want to sound like vain or anything, but we're all women. And I'm, of course, all of you men out there, because you do have male clients. We're just getting real today. When we know our hair is exactly the way we want it, then we just are happier. We feel better. Is that right?
Absolutely.
So true. We're just trying to bring out the best version of everyone, you know, for themselves. So we're so happy that you feel good.
Not only about looking good, it's more importantly about feeling good.
That's exactly right. Mm-hmm. That's why I said I'm not trying to be vain or conceited.
Right, right.
It's,
you gotta feel
it's
good.
Like when you feel like you look good on the outside, you're just going to feel better on the inside.
Exactly.
When I look in the mirror now and see my new hair color and see my beautiful, trendy new highlights that I've actually never had before like this, I just go, oh my God.
Yay.
Oh my God. Look at this. I have so much fun because, you know, and I've said this before, I do my own hair and makeup for the camera every day. So I'm having so much fun doing my hair now. Okay. So I just started seeing you girls very recently and truly amazed at how you've transformed my hair. What makes you so passionate about this world of hair?
It's honestly everything you just said right now, the energy that you just exuded about the happiness of how you look when you look in the mirror and how you feel, to make women feel good, men too, of course, but like to make people feel good, there's no other job better than that, really.
I mean, our salon motto is, you know, people go to salons to look a certain way. People go to 901 to feel a certain way. It's a feeling that we're able to give and we train our team that way, because that once you make a client feel beautiful and secure, that's a client for life. And we really train our team to be that way, because it's so important. Anyone can cut and color hair, but are you really, really bringing out the best in your client? And that's what we strive to do.
That's just get ready, because you're going to be seeing me for the rest of my life.
Well, what an honor for us, then.
You're going to be so sick of me by the time.
Never.
And what I want to tell the listeners is, what I really am excited about most of all is, and I've always done this, it's not like I'm some kind of diva who won't leave my home and go into the public and go into a salon, but
when you've raised your children and your home has the room like mine does, I've created a place in my own home with a shampoo bowl and a chair for hair cutting and that thing. So both of these women are so kind to come to my home.
Absolutely.
So, and I love that. And I think that's kind of a sign of the times as well, that especially with the pandemic, when I could finally start getting my hair done, I was so happy that you two were willing to come to my home and do my hair. So do you do that a lot of the time, make home visits?
I mean, yes, we do. And of course, during the time of the pandemic, that was, I think, really popular for all hairstylists, not just Los Angeles or New York. It was all hairstylists across the United States. But yes, of course, in LA, a lot of high-end clients don't really want to leave their house and don't want to be seen outside. So we do have to make those house calls.
Well, even though I love it when you come to my home, your salon is the one salon I love going to.
Yay!
Oh, my gosh. So it's kind of a toss-up. Go there or stay at home because your salon is so beautiful.
Thank you.
How much fun did you have creating your salon?
I mean, so much fun. It's interesting because Rihanna and I are actually completely opposite.
Very much so.
We always have the same goal in mind.
The end goal.
But complete opposite style. So we actually brought in a designer. Mm-hmm. His name's Gian. He's a lovely, lovely human being. You would love him.
Yes, you would love.
And he did such an amazing job bringing out both of our tastes and joining it into one so that it worked and didn't clash. But even, you know, our room where we work with the flowers, ceiling, and all of that, like, it's so cozy. We love it. We're
but
glad
yet
you love
we
it.
Still have the neon. We have neon everywhere. I love neon so much. So being able to bring the two together, I think our end result was a hippie in the city.
Yes.
That's so cute. That's true. A hippie in the city.
Yeah, that's
and one thing that I truly love and I think makes such a difference in why I'm so just downright giddy and in love with my hair is because both of you are so talented. And as you just said, there's such a difference in your talents, but you both work together and you both have worked on my hair. So you do my base color and my highlights at the same time. You're working together. Now, maybe you don't always do that with your clients, but you've done that with me. And I love seeing the two talents come together when you're picking the different colors for my highlights, for example. It's just been so much fun to see this happen. And the reason I even wanted to do this podcast is because I know that there are so many listeners out there and so many viewers of the show because I get so much mail with this one question. How do you get your hair to look like that? How do you get your shine in your hair? What makes that bounce in your hair? How do you have that volume? Just how do you have that look to your hair? And now I can honestly tell them, it's your products. It's your expertise because of the color and the highlights, but also your products. And no, this is not an infomercial.
No.
This is about knowing how to go after that look for your hair that you want because there are different answers for everyone. And so right now, I just want to ask you, did you both of you always love your own hair growing up?
Good question.
I'm going to say no. Yeah. For me, this is Nikki. No, I think we always want what we don't have.
Absolutely.
Was born with wavy hair, kind of frizzy. Looking back at photos, I'm like, okay, I had the perfect hair. But in the moment, you know, you don't realize that because I would get out of the lake or whatever and it would air dry just so perfect. So
beautiful.
No, but now I'm looking back like, oh, I should have really loved that hair.
And how do I get that hair back? Because I think if anyone knows it, it's you.
I mean, I was a cheerleader my whole life, so being on the cheerleading squad, Nikki was too for the most part. Being on the cheerleading squad and helping, I was always helping everybody else with their hair, always, always, always. But as far as loving my own hair, I didn't. I mean, again, you always want what you don't have. And, you know, I grew up in Oxnard, and there weren't very many blondes, and I was blonde in high school, so I wanted brown hair, and I wanted brown eyes, and I wanted to be short.
Isn't that so true? Again, we want
truth.
Everything we don't
because
have.
All my
I was
were,
so
I'm
short,
like,
I wanted to be tall.
Yeah.
We were really tall. I want to tell the listeners right now, in case they haven't had the time to pull up on the internet to see who they're listening to. Rihanna is tall. How tall are you, Rihanna?
5'8".
5'8". And right now she has really long, beautiful brown hair, and she has bangs. Mm-hmm. I call them bangs because mm-hmm. I'm from Texas. Someone might call mm-hmm. them fringe or whatever. Mm-hmm. And Nikki is shorter. How tall are you, Nikki?
Oh, five feet on a good day. Just a little thing.
I always say when someone asks, how tall are you, Robin? I'm like, well, seated, I'm 5'2". Standing, I'm probably 5'5 or 5'6 because I'm always in heels. But Nikki is shorter mm-hmm. and she has beautiful blonde hair. Mm-hmm. She has a beautiful brownish blonde, but beautiful blonde mm-hmm. to her hair. And mm-hmm. it is in a knot, tied up in a knot today on the top of her head. And I just love it. I said to her when she came in, oh, I wish I could wear my hair like that. She immediately told me how I could.
Yep, yep. You can. You can do it.
It looks so beautiful. Mm-hmm. Rihanna has her hair down, cascading all the way visual. Almost to her waist.
Yeah, the visuals. Yeah, visuals are great. Yeah. This is good.
Yeah, so that's how they look today in their hair. Both of them have beautiful hair and beautiful smiles. They're just gorgeous. And so it's a fun day today.
Yes.
So I want you ladies to describe my hair today for the viewers.
Oh, there you go.
Okay, well, first of all, you do have amazing hair.
Yes, you absolutely do.
We that you are using our products.
Absolutely.
And it's adding some bonus to your hair, but you have amazing hair.
The
you
canvas,
guys,
the
thank
canvas.
You, Mother. Robin thank
has,
you, Daddy.
Yes, Robin has amazing hair.
Yes.
And would you believe I have three older sisters and they have more hair than I do?
Really?
What?
Oh, my goodness.
I was the one sister with the least amount of hair.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. No way. Wow.
So thank you. Enough about me. Okay, so let me ask you this. How did you two first get connected?
I'll let you tell that. We
were assisting at Fred Siegel Beauty in Santa Monica, 2003. And that assistant program back in the day was very strict, very militant, very, very strict. So you could never not be doing anything. So whenever there was nothing to do, we swept everything, we cleaned everything, there's nothing to do. What you do is you rip foils. And Nikki
fun
and I.
Fun times, guys.
Fun times. Yes. You rip the big foil in half to set it up for the success for the hairstylist. So we were ripping foils together, and you just take your time and you make that foil perfect and you just rip that foil so perfect. But you sit there for almost an hour, if not more, at times, and you rip foils. So then you have a beautiful conversation.
Oh, how
with
wonderful.
Nikki, who was working there about a month before I was. And then so I was the newbie. We started chatting, and sure enough, we had similar upbringings. We both had stepmoms. We both liked a boy who we weren't sure if they liked us. She's now married to her.
That's not my husband. So he did end up liking me.
Yeah, so he did end up liking her. Obviously, that's not the case for me. But we just had a lot of similarities. You know, it was interesting being back in the day, like realizing how much we had in common. We really had a lot in common from the get-go.
Didn't know ripping those foils was part of the prep for one day having your own salon.
Yeah. I mean,
and
never,
should we say rest in peace, Fred Siegel?
Yes.
We recently lost him just last week.
Yes, that's crazy. I know.
And it was because of him and his salon that we have you together.
Yes, true. Absolutely.
I know.
So was opening a salon of your own always a goal for you both?
Absolutely not.
Never.
Really?
Mm-hmm. No, and people actually find that to be surprising, but it wasn't. I think that a lot of hairstylists don't realize how good they have it working for someone. Mm-hmm. You don't have to deal with
the plumbing.
Oh, the certain things you don't think about.
The
right?
wind just blew the window, broke the window off. It's just stuff that it has nothing to do with hair. Literally, if you want to open your own salon, then get ready to not be a hairstylist.
That's so true.
It is a lot of work. I mean, listen, like we have been able to create this brand and do so many things. So there's a lot of amazing things that have come of it. Mm-hmm. But no, we didn't want to be salon owners. We just really where we were working, we were just like, the grass isn't necessarily greener on the other side. So we didn't want to go to another salon. Mm-hmm. So Rihanna and I are always problem solvers. Let's just create our own happiness. And so we just opened up 901 literally for happiness.
For happiness.
And everyone always asks us, like, is it everything that you ever dreamt it to be? And we're like, we didn't ever dream it to be anything. Yeah. It just kind of
evolved
into that.
We just wanted a space that we can hire only good humans, hire all of our friends, play the music, whatever music we wanted, as loud as we wanted. That's my doing, ultimately. Mm-hmm. And, you know, serve a glass of rosé while you're getting your hair done, or a beer for the boys. And, you know, just kind of, like, create, like, an environment and an experience that you wanted to, like, hang out at. Like, almost like a little club, right? Uh-huh. And, like, I remember one of our things would be, like, maybe, like, people will be in the area and they'll just like stop by and say hi. Like that was like a goal of ours. And it happens now all the time. I was in the area. Hey, I brought you a coffee. Okay.
Well, I think the biggest compliment was when Steven Tyler used to not come into salons
ever
at all.
Yeah.
And we're like, listen, we've never seen his hair. Like we don't know. Can he please come to the salon? So he ended up coming. He only comes to the salon now.
Oh,
he loves that place so much.
Yeah. He's one of the pretty girls. It was so cool. His first time there, he like went in the lounge and kicked his feet up on the couch and just like hung out.
I love it.
Yeah. I love him so much.
Oh, so we do love we. Him.
He's just a
great human.
Great human.
Yeah. He's really
so
is.
Sweet. And he comes to the
See?
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
you wanted a place just to just create happiness.
Yes.
And you did. And
yes.
And the salon shows that. It mm-hmm. it just reflects pure joy, happiness, good vibes.
Good vibes, you know, only. Good vibes.
It's
only.
Almost like I see that everywhere now. Good
I
vibes,
know, good
but
vibes
it's true.
Yeah. It's true. Good. Yeah, absolutely. You know, and we're not trying to be anything but happy, you know? We're not trying to be the best. I mean, I think they've asked a couple times, like, can you believe you've had the best salon and whatever, however they want to say it. I don't want to quote those things, but. No, I can't believe it at all. I can't believe any of these articles that are written about this little mom and pop shop that we opened up, you know, and that's all it really is. Even now, we're 11 years in. Come September, we'll be 12.
That's so wonderful.
And we love it so much, so much. We had our original location on Westbourne. The address is 901 Westbourne Drive, and that's where the name ultimately came from. And about 5 years in, we were kind of bursting at the seams. The hot water pipe. It was an old, historical, beautiful building. It used to be an old library. Before that was James Dean's apartment, we were told, which was super cool.
It's a beautiful space.
Beautiful, beautiful space. But older.
Uh-huh.
The AC would go out. The power would go out. The hot water would go out. Okay, we got to figure this out. So we moved over to Melrose Place. We were there for about 5-6 years. Mm-hmm. And you know, the pandemic hit.
Yeah.
So long story short, moved back to Westbourne and gave it a little, like, almost like an adult little facelift, right?
Like 901 grew up.
Like 901 grew up. Yeah. And you know, like she said, the beautiful flowers on the ceiling and just created it. I feel so lucky that, like, who gets to take their original space that they saved all their pennies for, and we did our best to, like, make it look cute, even though we were going to the flea market and spray painting those fixtures to make them look good, you know, when we first opened.
It's hard.
To be able to take that same exact space and see it with adult eyes and create, gosh, it feels like home. We're so happy to be back at 901
Westbourne. And your creativity from within shows and comes out in the client's hair.
Yeah, exactly. And it's just the positivity and happiness of being back home at the castle.
Oh, I just love it. Mm-hmm. And that's why you have so many happy clients. And and Steven Tyler wants to come and hang out. And even if he's not getting his hair done.
Yeah.
Was it nerve-wracking to transition your love of hair artistry from a creative role to a business one?
Ooh, yeah. Well, you don't really realize it's like separating until we're like 3 years in and we're like, whoa, we're not doing as much hair as we would like to. We're doing more paperwork and taxes and employees and 401ks and just things that you don't go to hair school for. Right?
I have to say this as a client of yours and someone who's on the beautiful receiving end of your artistry. It's obvious that what you do, you didn't learn in school. I think you were bored
100%.
With it. 100%. Obviously, you were bored with it.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
So your client list is packed full of celebrity clients. How did you tap into the celebrity world initially?
You know, it's interesting. Our very first celebrity client was Nelly Furtado.
Nelly Furtado.
Oh, I love her.
And she's so, so lovely. And then after that was actually Brittany Murphy. Bless her soul.
Oh.
And she actually got us a job at the Ken Pava Salon, and that's where we worked at for a bit. And in that moment, Ken was, huge. He was on that show with Jessica Simpson doing his whole hairdo thing. And we were there
about 3 years.
Yeah, about 3 years. And then, you know, Ken got really busy with his own things. And, you know, being a salon owner now, like, I get it. It's hard to be in the salon and be with the team, yet still doing your own stuff. So it's good that there's two of us because we always try to make sure one of us are at the salon if the other one's doing something else. But yeah, then we went over to 901 and the girls started referring each other.
Yeah, I was going to say word of mouth is
word of mouth was everything.
That really, really grew is word of mouth.
I've always believed in that. It's like, I don't ever refer anyone for anything. I don't care what it is, like babysitter, doctor, I don't care what it is, unless I truly, truly believe and trust. So word of mouth is everything. And so your clients would they refer just, someone else?
Selena, we got Selena. From one of our clients.
Selena referred Demi.
Selena Gomez.
Sorry. And Selena referred Demi Lovato over. Remember Eva Longoria referred Heidi Klum? We were like, oh, my gosh. Like, oh, that's, like, really cool. Like,
that's so wonderful. Just, you have beautiful women, beautiful spirits when I say that. Beautiful.
We really do honestly have the best clientele, I will say. Like, when people ask, oh, do you have anyone who's, you know, mean or whatever? And I'm like, no, I feel like you kind of attract
what you are.
What you are. So we just have lovely, happy humans. People just like you.
You fit in perfectly.
So for both of you, what has been one of your favorite looks that you've done?
I'll let you go first.
Okay. I know exactly what it is. And anytime somebody asks me this question, my brain just flickers this one photo in my head of Julianne Hough years and years and years ago. And it was like, let's go for an effortless look. And the coolest thing that I love, love, love more than anything about doing Julianne's hair is we always get to do something different. Working on Dancing with the Stars with her every single Monday. I think I did 3 or 4 seasons. I can't remember. Never created the same look twice.
Oh, my gosh. You know what? I just want to quickly say to the Secret Squad, the hair you see on TV and on the red carpet takes a lot of work.
It does.
Nobody is waking up looking like a Pantene commercial. So when you say, Julianne Hough, and it was different every time.
Different every Monday.
That's a lot of preparation, a lot of thought.
And like, how do you think? But
her hair is gorgeous.
I mean, I love again, she's like that. She has a beautiful canvas. So I will say, I mean, I get a lot of credit for making her color beautiful and the cuts beautiful. But I have to say, she has an amazing canvas to work with. So yes, she's 50% of that.
I love it.
But anyhow, there was this one look that I did. And do you know which one I'm going to say?
Mm-mm.
Okay. I think it was a Calvin Klein red carpet event she was going to. And I simply took 2 pieces of her hair off to the side. I'm trying to explain for the viewers so they can visualize. And I tied 2 pieces of hair into a knot. And then I collected more hair from those 2 pieces and then tied that in a knot. And I wrapped it all the way around from basically temple back to the back of her head. And I did it on the other side too. So it kind of looked like a braid, but it wasn't a braid. It was just knots. It literally took me 10 minutes to do.
Oh my gosh.
But the photo is so cool.
Yeah, we'll have to pull it up for you
because it looks like, whoa, how do you do that? It looks like so intricate that it would take time. Nope, 10 minutes, amazing. Her and I to this day laugh about that photo because it was 10 minutes and it was one of my favorites.
Okay, so for all you listeners, you can go to ivegotasecretwithrobinmcgraw.com and we'll have a photo on the website so you can see exactly
what
Rihanna is talking about. Okay, so Nikki, what has been one of your all-time favorite looks you've done?
I think for me, so my strong point is color for sure. I can style.
Yes, I can say that.
Right.
I can style, but I don't get like joy out of it as much as Rihanna does. So I would say something that I'm really proud of is actually when we took Selena blonde.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
I mean, it was just such a moment. It was almost as if like when Kim Kardashian went blonde, like taking Selena Gomez that platinum blonde, but it was perfect for her skin tone. She got so much great press from it. And it was just she needed that. Yeah. Even though, of course, I prefer her as a brunette uh-huh. for her skin tone and whatever, it was just a really fun moment.
Step outside the box.
Yeah.
And she loved it, too. We called it Nirvana Blonde because we had a little Rue, a little Kurt Cobain vibe, yeah. right? It was really cool. And talk about tag team. I mean, I was on one side of the head. She was on the other side of the head.
Yes.
And we went foil by foil by foil all the way to the top. And start to finish, I believe it was about 9 hours.
Yeah. I was going to ask
two
you
people
how long
working
that
on
took.
It at the same exact time.
9 hours
Nine
start
hours.
To finish.
Start yeah. to finish because from dark to blonde.
I know I've told this story mm-hmm. before, but when I was dating mm-hmm. Philip mm-hmm. and I had long, thick hair, it was mm-hmm. really dark, of course, and his mother, who was I considered my best friend, decided one day, you should go blonde. We should see what you look like with blonde hair.
Oh.
And I went to her salon on my day off. I was working full time and had a Tuesday off. And I went to her salon and bleached out my hair, all of it.
Oh
no foils.
Oh,
we just bleached it out.
Oh,
my God. It took like 12 hours. I was starving. And my scalp was just
burning. Yeah.
And I had to wait till the next week on my day off to go for the toner and all of that.
Man.
And it already started growing out. I already had these little dark spots on my scalp, but it was so raw. I said, what looks like ants on my scalp?
Ants.
Goes, sweetheart, that's what's called roots. I was like, because you're in Texas, those are roots. I was like, oh, my God.
Get rid of these now.
This is bad. This is really bad.
You're like, take me back, bro.
Take me back, bro. But I had to wait till my scalp healed.
Oh, my gosh.
So, again, listeners, you go to I've Got a Secret with RobinMcGraw.com, and you can see both of these two looks that are considered their favorites or top of their favorite list.
I mean, I could keep going. There's a lot of them, of course. But,
But that came to their minds first.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PIE, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
The first page of a book never tells the full story. And those news alerts and headlines, like the ones we get on our phones, don't even scratch the surface of what the story is really all about. Stories are like people. Multi-layered and complex. It takes some digging to find the truth, but when we find it, it can change our world. We like to dig. The news on Merritt Street. Essential television.
We've all seen the headlines in the news of how someone lost their life in an act of cold-blooded murder. And while it's sad and grabs your attention, most people go on with their day without giving it another thought. But have you ever stopped to think about the life of the person at the center of the news story? They were more than just a headline or a statistic. They were someone's loved one or friend. I'm Mike Morford, and my podcast, The Murder of My Family, dives into some of those stories to help listeners get to know the person who was lost and how their death affected those closest to them. Listen to The Murder of My Family everywhere you listen to podcasts. There are well over 100 episodes to binge on now.
So I think to celebrate those looks, it's time to do our drink of the day. This is our first of two things we do on every podcast, a drink of the day and a game of the day. So we're going to do our drink of the day, and it's called the Blowout Bubbly.
The Blowout Bubbly is so perfect.
The Blowout Bubbly has 1 ounce of fresh lemon juice, 1 tablespoon of simple syrup, 1 ounce of Saint Germain, 4 ounces of Prosecco, and 1 lemon curl for garnish in a cocktail shaker. Combine the lemon juice, the simple syrup, the Saint Germain, and ice. Shake it for about 10 seconds. Strain into a champagne flute and top with the Prosecco. Garnish with a fresh lemon curl. And then enjoy.
Woo! So, okay. Does that mean I get to enjoy?
We're together today. We're all going to have one.
Yes.
Cheers.
Cheers.
We're doing some social distancing.
We are.
Yes, so
we are.
Can't really get two plus, but we are having our drink of the day. The
Love it.
Blowout bubbly.
Oh, this is nice.
Wow, that's refreshing.
Oh, my.
Oh, this is perfect. Ooh, in the morning.
Yes.
We need to serve this in the salon.
Yes, we do. Ooh, this is beautiful.
Blowout bubbly.
Blowout bubbly.
We're going to call it the Robin McGraw blowout bubbly.
Yes.
Sure, you can.
Yes, we love that.
No, this is your. That was a joke. I'm not always funny.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Okay, so now I want to ask for your tips. What advice do you have for the listeners for keeping hair healthy while we're spending so much more time at home? I think this is a good time to start talking about your amazing hair care line called In Common. Mm. And I think this is a good time for you also to give some of those tips and then talk about the products, because when I said earlier, it's not an infomercial, but I so believe in them.
No.
Yes. Well, before we jump into those products, I would like to tell everyone at home, put down the flat iron.
Oh, good.
The flat iron is bad. It really is. And if you're using the right, because most people who use a flat iron, it's because their hair's frizzy, they're trying to get it straight. If you are using great product and your hair is healthy, you can eliminate that frizz and really start loving your natural texture. Mm-hmm. So Rihanna and I really encourage air drying and less heat styling. It's really the heat styling. You could use any product, but if you're over heat styling your hair, it's going to be dry. So that's just like a really great tip for people to try to, you know, don't be blow dry and flat iron and curling. That's too many things. If you have to just blow dry, fine. Maybe if you have to flat iron day two, or, you know, don't wash every day. But Rihanna, do the In Common.
Well, I'd like to tell everybody that, you know, I think the one thing we all have in common is that we all want healthy hair. And I think we can all agree that if your hair isn't healthy, it's probably not beautiful. It doesn't matter what color you are. It doesn't matter how much you pay for a haircut. If your hair is not healthy, it's not pretty. So one thing we all have in common is healthy hair. And when Nikki and I were approached to do a product line, the only thing we wanted to do is create products to give people healthy hair. So, which is now what we have a full system. We have a shampoo, a choice of three enhancers, and a mask. We chose a mask over a conditioner because a mask has more vitamins and everything that can give you that maximum power versus a simple conditioner. We just took the conditioner out completely.
I don't know if the listeners are a lot like me, but I'm so nervous about putting a conditioner on my hair every time I shampoo because I like to have some volume and some workability to
100%.
My hair. And I feel like if I was to use a conditioner every time I shampoo, it
would weigh it down.
It weighs it down and makes it kind of just limp. So I that's what I love about your products.
Right. It's
the
very lightweight.
You can use to condition it when you need to.
Absolutely. So all of our products are very lightweight, but give you that maximum vitamins that people need for their hair in order to have that body, that bounce, that shine, and not having heavy silicones that are going to weigh the hair down. And a lot of people with big, curly, frizzy hair want heavy silicones so they can weigh their hair down. But they're we created a system. Literally, it's like a face
skincare approach to hair.
Skincare approach to hair. Thank you so much, Nikki.
I love that.
And having our shampoo. Now, our shampoo is unique. It is a mousse. It is a foam, which I love so much. And I think every time I come across like a couple of my clients that are like, I'm not sure I like the shampoo. And I'm like, well, how much are you using? And they're like, well, the same amount I would use in regular shampoo. No, no, no. You want to use like triple or quadruple the amount because it's a foam than you would a regular shampoo. And when I explain that, they're like, oh my God, I love your shampoo so much. So big old ball in your hand. And the reason why we chose a foam is because sulfates. So heavy sulfates are what create the bubbles. And as we all have learned over time, sulfates are not good for the hair. If you have a Brazilian, sulfates will strip out the Brazilian. If
they
you have
don't
a toner.
Know what a Brazilian is.
Oh,
a
Brazilian
like a keratin
blowout.
Straightening keratin, treatment.
Yeah. Oh, thank you, Nikki.
Yeah, so the sulfates in
the
all of
sulfates that. Sulfates create the bubbles, which is similar to like a detergent. So sometimes if you have so many bubbles in your hair, which a lot of times I'm sure people tried shampoos with no sulfates and you're like, oh, I hate it. It's not getting bubbly.
Yes.
Well, the sulfates are what create the bubbles, which is like a detergent. If you think about it, you are almost over cleansing your hair.
Like stripping.
Stripping it out. That's what the harsh sulfates do. So but you need the bubbles because that's what we're all grown up with, that we need the bubbles to shampoo our hair, right? I mean, how many ads with bubbles are there with shampoo? So we put the bubbles in your hand without the harsh sulfates, so you have that feeling of bubbles, but you don't have the harsh sulfates.
So I saturated my hair dry with the shampoo, and just for me visually, and I could feel it too.
Let me tell you why that makes so much sense. And you don't even know how good of a job you just did with that. Because think about it. Water dilutes anything.
Yes.
Cooking to products to masks to treatments. So water dilutes everything. So you didn't have any dilution. You had straight power for the shampoo. So
and
good job.
I felt it saturating my hair all the way to the scalp. So I saturated my hair, which made it damp, you know, with what I was putting in it. So I just needed mentally to visually feel my entire head of hair getting saturated with the shampoo.
Love this.
And I just did, that. Yes. Then I got under my shower and worked it through.
Worked it. Yeah.
And rinsed it out. Now I always shampoo twice. So then I did it again with wet hair. Because I've always shampooed my hair
twice.
That's the secret, Robin.
Robin's got the secret.
Because I was dying to ask you that question. I forgot to do it last time we were together. Mm-hmm. But that's how I use the shampoo. And to me, my hair is so
lifted and clean. And
yes. Because you know, I do a lot to my hair every day
and
for the camera.
When you're filming and whatnot, you have the hair.
Two shows a day.
Work
the hair. Yeah.
Yeah. So on that same note of water diluting, the same concept when you're using the enhancer or you're using the mask, it actually, whatever product, whatever moisture product, whatever mask and whatever treatment you want to use, your best bet to get the maximum power from any brand, from any product, is to get rid of the water.
Yeah.
The more water you can get out, the more mask and enhancer and treatment you can get in, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So it's a pain in the ass, but if you can grab a towel real quick and just towel dry your hair before you spray on the enhancer. Mm-hmm. So what you do after you shampoo, you are in the shower, you rinse out the shampoo, towel dry if you can, as a lot of times.
Or just wring out.
It out if you know, whatever you got time for. And spray in the enhancer of your choice. We have three different enhancer choices. We have a strengthening one, a smoothing one, and a moisturizing one. Uh-huh. And yes, you can cocktail our three.
Oh, yeah.
Because I have.
Yay.
Just like this cocktail right
alternate.
Here in my hand.
I alternate.
Pick your choice or cocktail them all, like I do.
How fun.
And spray it in. And then you put your mask, Velvet Cloud is the name, dreamy. Mm-hmm. Put Velvet Cloud on top of your enhancer. Once that is in there, the best thing you can do, no matter what product line you're using, the best thing you can do is comb in your treatment because you're going to make sure every single hair is saturated with the treatment. If you go fast, you just put the conditioner on top. Guess what? That whole middle part right where your occipital bone is probably isn't getting much treatment.
I love it.
Right? And a lot of times what happens is we go so fast, we only coat the top. And then we get out of the shower, and then the whole underneath is maybe frizzing. You're like, oh, this product sucks. Well, actually, no, you suck because you didn't apply it well. So once you get the product in, you only need a minute for it to last. But the longer, the better.
A minute.
The longer, the better.
Because there's so many other things you could be doing. You can do skincare. You can shave your
teeth. You do the scrub. You do the mask. Oh, I do all the things. All the things.
You can stand under that stream of water coming out of your shower head, though.
Yes, our shower.
And say a prayer. You know, you can kind of like zen out. I love showers.
You know what's interesting, though, that just came to mind is that now that we have this line, we've come into a whole new world of brands. And a lot of these beauty brands, and no offense, I love men, are run by men.
Yes.
And they're running these beauty brands that I'm like, wait a minute. But you maybe don't even have hair. You don't wear makeup. You know, so how do they really know? So for us, you know, truly, Rihanna and I, we chose these products.
Yes.
And we
have opposite hair.
Yes. Her hair's very fine and straight.
Yep.
Mine is thick
and curly,
coarse, mm-hmm. curly, frizzy, mm-hmm. all yes. the things.
So to find a product that worked for both of us,
yes,
it was a long right. time coming. It took about a year.
Yeah. You're right. Plus. Yeah. You had yes, mm-hmm. you're right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So after you do this, that's the system, right? Ultimately in the shower, that is the system. And then, the dreamiest product of all dreams, and I'm so happy to call it ours. It is called Magic Mist.
Love it.
Magic
love
Mist.
She's all love it.
Magic
I love
Mist
it.
Is such a dream. Oh, it is I vitamins have chills right for now. Your hair. It is a spray that you can spray when you get out of the shower. It
smells
you,
so good, too.
It smells so dreamy. Mm. The coolest part about the scent thing, Robin, you'd love this. So we had the chemist that does the scent stuff, Elizabeth mm-hmm. Mall, who was amazing. Bring all your favorite scents, all my favorite scents, and all her favorite scents. Again,
yes.
we're opposite.
Opposite.
She loves the roses. I love the musk. Yeah. How are we going to make a scent we both love? So we bring all of our candles and our body lotions and perfumes and everything, and we bring it to them. I mean, I think I had 15. You had probably 20 products.
Fun, yes.
And they, like, sift through it all, and they find a common ground, and then they give us, like, 10 options. We're like, oh, my gosh. Well, we like this more than this. And then we ask all our friends, which one do you like?
Yes.
And we came fun. Up with yes. this scent that is just so dreamy that I begged and pleaded and pleaded and begged to make it a candle.
Yes.
I
the candle is
hard, right?
amazing, too. I love your candle. I love your candle. I love your candle. I've created a fragrance of foreign candles before. And mm-hmm. did you do the coffee bean? Did they have
oh, yeah, the coffee,
yeah,
coffee
in between.
Bean?
Yep, yeah. absolutely.
But it's
absolutely.
So, it is yes. so much fun creating
yeah, it's a
fragrance.
Fun experience.
Yes. It's
but
a fun
back
experience.
To Magic Mist. It is vitamins for your hair. And it doesn't matter if you have thick hair, if you have fine hair, short, long, blonde, brunette, virgin, not. Vitamins for your hair is everything. Magic yes. Mist is, it's enough power, but lightweight still.
Yeah.
And everyone, so many people that I know, they're like, Magic Mist changed my hair.
Yes, I have to tell you, I love it. And one little secret I'll tell right now, because this is, I've got a secret. My secret is mm-hmm. I don't shampoo my hair, but probably maybe twice a week, sometimes mm-hmm. just once a week, but I shampoo the front. I section out just the front. I used to have bangs, so it was bangs, but now it's just I section the front, and I gather that up, pull the rest back in a ponytail, and I stick that little part in the sink in the bathroom, and I shampoo that, and I blow dry that, and I put my Magic Mist on
yep,
that,
yep.
and then I blow dry that, and the rest of my hair, because of your products, it doesn't look dirty. It looks so clean.
Fresh and clean.
I did yep. a little Magic Mist on the mm-hmm. all of my hair and then
yep,
blow
refresh.
Dry a little bit of mm-hmm. it, but just really mm-hmm. blow dry what I just shampooed. Mm-hmm. And my hair looks perfect mm-hmm. every
yep.
day.
Yep.
So cool. I don't have to do that. But on the tape days, I do that. So mm-hmm. I don't shampoo my hair, but really mm-hmm. once a week,
which
maybe
is
twice
great.
A week.
Yep. So good.
Very good.
So
thank
good
you.
For you. Yes.
And both times I do it, I let it air dry.
Yes, that's so,
so
good. That's amazing.
I do blow dry
yes.
it when
yes.
I want to style it.
We have a pretty good challenge going on. If people who don't actually wear their hair curly, we challenge them to just try Magic Mist.
Oh,
and try to rock your hair with your wavy hair. And I'm telling you, I just had makeup artist Toby the other mm-hmm. day say, Rihanna, I have not worn my hair curly in years.
Oh.
But thanks to your products, I can now wear my hair curly.
Oh,
and
I
listen, in this pandemic, like you said,
that's
like
right.
how are we getting healthy hair? Well, it's laying off the heat.
That's right.
Right?
That's right.
Scrunching, spraying, scrunch
right.
and go and call it a day.
That's right.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yes.
I love
and
it.
And layer it up. I layer it on dry hair to wet hair.
Uh-huh.
I'm just 50% dry, like a third layer in there. And
I'm
you
glad
just
to
get
hear
a nice,
you say that.
Because nice
I've
body.
Been putting it on dry
mm-hmm.
hair. On
yeah.
the rest part
mm-hmm.
that I didn't just shampoo. So what about styling? Are there any small tips for making your hair look incredible without getting a full salon blowout?
Oh my gosh, I actually have a great tip. And I've said this before. You're going to love this one. So,
oh yeah.
When
I know exactly
you
what
know
you're
exactly
going to say.
You know exactly what I'm going to say.
What is
so
it?
When I had short hair.
Robin should do this.
Yeah.
What?
On your days off, you don't have to be too proper, but you still want to look good. So you get out of the shower and you take your sunglasses and you put them on your head and you push them forward.
Yes.
And you let your hair air dry like this. Maybe wait like 5-10 minutes. Take the glasses off. Flip your part one way. Push those glasses on the top of your head like
uh-huh.
you would wear them on top of your head.
Uh-huh.
And then push it forward to give it a little lift. Let that dry 10 minutes later. Flip it the other way and just like lift and push forward. And you can get so much volume when your hair dries. You're going to have all this lift
oh.
and bounce with no heat.
Oh.
Sorry, my bangs don't really look good.
I thought you were going to say sleeping with the Velcro roller in
oh,
your bangs.
Oh, that too. That's a good
oh.
one, too. The sleeping
I
with
mean,
the Velcro roller.
Not
yeah,
that your
I use
husband
that Velcro
loves
roller
that,
every
yeah.
day.
Yeah. No, sleeping with the Velcro roller is so genius.
And you wake up, pop it out, and you're ready to go.
Because all you really need is that front.
That's so funny you said that because, again, I do my makeup myself. So every morning I take that hair I've just shampooed and I put it in a Velcro roller.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So I wear that Velcro roller for at least 2 hours at home every morning. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Then I get in the car and drive myself to the studio. I leave the Velcro roller in because I don't care if someone they'd look at me like, what's in your hair?
Have you tried it at night?
No.
Yes. Shower up.
Well, I don't know how Philip. He'll be jealous because he can't wear one too. I think Philip might be jealous. He can't wear a Velcro roller on top of his hair. But anyway.
Yeah, ladies, get yourselves a Velcro roller. I'm telling you, that'll change your life.
The tiny one.
Absolutely.
Two or three sizes. That's a good idea.
The sunglasses, you guys, don't diss the sunglasses.
the sunglasses are a great idea.
You just can't get the ones that have the little nose, those little plastic nosy things. Your hair gets caught in those.
I think that's a great tip on vacation.
Okay, fair enough.
Yes.
Fair enough.
You don't want to do your hair, but you want to have some up top.
You guys, that's how I went to work.
I know. That's a great idea.
She's the hippie. I'm the city.
Yes.
Well, I think the ponytail is always a go-to style. Mm-hmm. I love the ponytail. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And to zhuzh up a ponytail, to zhuzh up a bun, just throw in a little scarf.
Yes.
Wrap it around. Scarfs are in right now.
I'm really into hair jewelry now.
We saw your little...
Yes.
I have one in today.
Yes, you do.
Yeah. Okay, so what would you say to someone who just flat out doesn't like their hair? Is it possible for everyone to love their own hair?
I like to say the answer, it is possible. You just need to learn how to do your hair. And I think this is a reason why a lot of curly hair girls don't know how to do their hair curly. Because why? Because every time they went to the salon, they got a blowout. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. No one, after you got your hair done with curly hair, said, let's curl your hair. Let's dry it to how it would dry curly. Uh-huh. Everyone was like, oh, I want a treat. I want a blowout because I can't do a blowout myself.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But that's my biggest thing that I love doing curly hair girls because I love to teach them how to enhance your natural hair texture.
So really, it's just figure out what it is you don't like about your hair and find the person that knows how to fix that.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
And just find that person, which would be the one of the two of you. Just truly, like, go and find the expert that does know how to fix the one thing you dislike about your hair so much that is making you just hate your hair when you look at it. And fix it. Mm-hmm. Just find out, well, what can I do to love my hair?
Okay, my hair's so frizzy. What products do I need to combat the frizziness?
Yeah, we have a whole consultation we do. It's part of our beauty coach program where we don't ever just look at someone's hair. We're looking at the whole picture, right? Mm-hmm. Skin tone, eye color, where someone works, what they're doing every day. Are they a stay-at-home mom? Do they go to work?
Yes.
What is, you know, how much time can they spend? How much maintenance will they be able to do on their color?
Exactly.
You know, someone who's like, oh, I go to the salon twice a year. Okay, well, we're not going to do a bleach and tone on you because you're not going to touch that up and then it's going to look bad.
Yes.
You know, so just being... Mm-hmm. Talking through, coaching your client as to what's going to be best for her is so important.
There's a handful of times, and hairstylists, if you're out there listening, I highly recommend you do this. They sit in your chair. They already have the robe on because the assistant put it on, and it's a new client. I'm like, can I see what you're wearing? Can you stand up? Can I see your body shape? Can I see what you're wearing? You know, I just need to see so I know, okay, this is the fashion design style they are. And if sometimes, oh, I just have sweats on, I'm like, can you pull up your Instagram? I need to see how you dress.
Yes.
So I know what I'm going to create to complement that.
Yes. And plus tell me exactly what you're looking for. Like, do you want a complete change?
Mm-hmm.
Because
you want
among cut and color and that kind of thing, the style, there are so many other techniques to use for changing your look.
Mm-hmm.
And going to an expert, I think, is one of the most important things to do. Mm-hmm. And then the fact that you care enough to go, tell me, you know, how do you live your everyday life?
Mm-hmm. Morning,
how much time do you spend on your look?
And absolutely.
So it's kind of like a consultation, like you would do at your doctor.
100%. And by the way, we do a consultation every time. I think a lot of people feel almost bullied by their hairstylist that they keep doing the same thing on them and then they feel like there's not ever an opportunity or option to change. So every single time I'm like, what are we doing today?
Yes.
Do you love what you have?
Yes.
Should we change? Should we add this? because you just never want to assume that someone wants to continue to do the same thing, and allow enough time, and that, again, you will have a client for life. So I encourage all of you to challenge your hairstylist.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know?
I love that. I love that because
allowing change.
Your hairstylist is not going to get even and do something really bad. Yeah. You really want to know, because I know after the first time you did my color and my highlights, and then we came for the second time, you asked me, okay, so do you still love it? Is there a change you want to make? And I felt completely comfortable telling you, I really truly loved it, but
I want to go
lighter. I would like to do maybe punch up this or punch up that. Or I had no problem discussing it with you because you were so sincere and you were such a professional and what I considered a genius at what you were doing. Why would I not discuss it with you?
Right.
Yeah. Like, I'm not ever going to get anything. The first time you did my hair, you said, I kind of think it's a little dark. I think you could use a lighter base color. I was like, oh, my God, great. I love that you were so honest. What about extensions and wigs? Do you recommend playing with either of those with new clients or with clients?
I mean, we love extensions. Rihanna has extensions in now.
Yes, I do.
I've been wanting to put mine back in. Just time is of the essence for me. But listen, we can give anyone the dream hair they've always wanted. Want long hair? Get extensions. Yep. You know, there's
instant gratification.
Exactly.
Extensions are instant gratification. And it I have to tell you, putting extensions on someone 40s or 50s for the first time in their life, someone who has fine hair and they've been dealing with fine hair their whole life, and you've put extensions on someone, And to see them cry in
the
mirror.
They cry. They've cried in our chair many times.
The best feeling ever, because they're just so happy. This is the hair I've always wanted.
Oh, I love that.
Like, you don't have to struggle with it. You don't have to. You know? And I think a lot of times, for the longest time, I think extensions got a little bad rap. I think bad extensions get more of a bad rap than good extensions. Nobody knows. Mm-hmm. Nobody knows who has them in Hollywood. Mm-hmm. Oh, those are extensions. You know, that happens a lot, and that now, this day and age, extensions are such more, they want to change, you
and there's
know?
There's so many different
and wigs,
types,
too.
Correct.
I mean, gosh.
There are.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of types.
Clip-in,
which are great for someone just to start out, because the truth of the matter is that extensions are not cheap.
Correct.
Yeah.
Especially if you're getting a good quality.
Right.
So doing a clip-in to start off is great.
And you get what you pay for. And the biggest thing with extensions is not ruining your own hair.
How do you feel about clients that come in with a photo of someone's hair that I've always wanted this hair. Mm-hmm. Is that okay?
We love photos.
Okay, love.
I think that for us, we may speak different, but we see the same. So if you're showing us photos of things that you love, great, okay. Show us a few photos of something you don't like.
That's the biggest secret right there. I'd like to enhance on that a little bit. Mm-hmm. I need you to go to your hairstylist and you need to bring photos of what you love, but I also need you to bring photos of that same genre of what you don't love.
Yes, yes.
What is a short, soft, blunt to you versus what is a short, soft, blunt to me? What is caramel to you versus what's caramel to me?
Yes.
Right? And showing pictures of what you don't love is, I personally think, almost more important than showing me pictures of what you love.
I think you're absolutely right. Because, you know, that just, when you said that, it reminded me of when I used to have bangs. Mm-hmm. And I think I'll see photos of someone with really short bangs and think, wow, that looks so cute on them. And if I had done that, I would have looked like a major accident happened when I, you know, like, I got distracted and turned the other way and I looked like ridiculous. Mm-hmm. So there was just a certain way. And then if my bangs got too long, I looked like I had aged 10 years. So it was just a fine line on how long my bangs could be. Someone else could, like I said, have them 2 inches shorter and looked adorable. Mm-hmm. So it's so true. Bring in the look that you don't like and bring in the look that you know you do. Mm-hmm. So is there a hair trend right now that you two are both obsessed with?
Is there?
I don't know. Let me think. Hold on.
I mean, I'm kind of loving the trend that you're rocking.
Oh, yes. The curtain bang and the more 70s vibe.
I love it.
You guys, I'm obsessed with the shag.
You kind of have a curtain bang, too.
Yes, I kind of do.
When you do it, your middle part?
When I work with this part, yes. I
love that.
Because I've been kind of iffy on going back to more of a bang, but then I go, no, I don't want to do that.
Oh, no, I love this look on you.
Yeah, this is good.
Thank you.
Yeah. The curtain bang.
That's what I'm into. Yeah. Okay, kind of the shaggy kind of curtain bat.
70s vibes. Yeah. 70s vibes.
Yeah. I love it. Mm-hmm. Okay, so now you also have to tell us about your shower filtration product, Raindrops. Yes. Why is this product important and what does it do?
So it's funny because I actually spent a week in New York with Ken Pavis. I was helping him launch his product line. And when I came back home, everyone was like, "What happened to your hair color?" Like,
What did you do? Are you going brown? What's happening?
My blonde was so dingy, and it was from the water in New York.
Really?
Dulled my blonde.
Old pipes of rust and lime and chlorine and stuff that absolutely dull. And if you actually gander, it's getting better now. But if you gander at blondes in New York, either they had just left the salon and they're beautiful, and if not, take a look around. They're dull.
They're dingy. Dull. And so we had noticed, then it popped in our mind, and we're like, oh, wait a minute. We've also had clients here in LA that are like, I don't know, my blonde just, after a few weeks, just isn't as bright. And so we were thinking, oh, maybe our toner isn't lasting. Mm-hmm, like, what's happening? And we kept racking our brains, and then we're like, aha, do you live in an older building? Yeah, I do, actually. Oh, where do you live? Mm-hmm. And it's hard water. Mm-hmm. It's iron, rust, all the things in the pipes that not only dull your hair, also make it brittle, make your skin dry. Mm-hmm. So at the time, at Sephora, there was a shower filter, and it was by Jonathan Anton, who's also a great hairstylist. And so I had bought that. But I couldn't put my own shower head on it. Yes. It kind of was like big and bulky. And I was like, oh,
it looked like a thermos, a cream colored thermos.
Uh-huh. Did the job.
It did the job.
Did the job.
It was not cute.
Aesthetically, in my bathroom with my cute tile, I was like, not really into that. So we're like, again, problem solvers. And we came up with Raindrops. So
I love
the great thing about Raindrops is it's a 6-step filtration process. So it really gets rid of a ton of bad things in the water. But the great thing is aesthetically, you can put your beautiful shower head on it.
Right.
I love it. Right.
So
yes,
if
I
you
love
just
it.
Redid your bathroom or whatever, you can still have that beautiful giant restoration hardware, shower head. But it's a game changer.
It's brilliant.
It really is.
It really, truly is brilliant.
For the skin, the hair, everything.
Yep.
I just love it. I have to say that is a brilliant idea.
Thank
and
you.
I'm so happy that you realized that's exactly what it is and why worrying takes so much time doing everything else right.
And spending all the money. You just invested all that money on getting your hair colored. And if you are in crappy water, your toner is going to come out quicker with more of the minerals in it that will just, your hair color will last longer. Your blonde will be remain bright.
I love it.
You know?
I love it.
And again, like she said, not just the hair, the skin factor.
Yes.
Oh, wow. I'm so dry all the time, no matter what. I buy all the creams and I'm still so dry. Well, guess what? It might just be your water that you shower in every day.
Congratulations.
Right?
Yes. Well, it's brilliant. Everyone here on the staff here have talked about it and said, oh my gosh, such a game changer. It's a huge difference. So congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Okay. So, and finally, I'd like you both to talk about your Beautiful foundation. So I want to tell the listeners, the reason I said it that way, it's capital BE-YOU, capitalized YOU-TIFUL, Beautiful foundation.
Yes, the Beautiful Foundation is something that's really near and dear to our heart. A lot of times when, you know, a woman going through cancer and losing on their hair and having to go bald is definitely completely different than a guy getting cancer and having to go bald. It's a little more normal to see a bald man than it is to see a bald woman. Uh-huh. So
that's so true. I see one every time.
Yeah. So
and thank you, so cute.
We basically created this foundation to create a community where people can come and get answers. People can connect with other people going through the same exact thing. And when can I get my new hair colored? When can I get extensions? When is it safe for me to go put bleach on my hair after it's been growing back after chemo and whatnot? Why is my hair used to be straight and now it's curly? Yes. Chemo curls, yes. You've heard of that, I'm sure. And most importantly, we're able to actually collect people who donate their hair to us and create wigs and give back to people who need that. You know, we've also been able to accept old extensions and old wigs from other people that we can then take it. If maybe a little kid, a little 5-year-old doesn't want to wear a big old wig, but maybe a ball cap with some hair attached to the ball cap. So it just feels a little more comfortable that we take the extensions and do it that way, which, you know, just making women feel you're not in this alone.
That's so
wonderful.
There's
so many other people going through it as well, and you need answers.
Yes.
You know? So in addition to the beautiful foundation, we have created Beautiful Days, which is really, really cool because any salon can do this anywhere you want. And you can have a beautiful day, which is what we started to do, I would say, maybe 4 years ago.
Oh, gosh.
I think, I know, right? It might even be 5. I don't know.
No, it's not 5.
Is it not 5?
Because Parker was...
Oh, okay. Yeah, good call. So a beautiful day is when, you know, whoever would like to come to work and do free haircuts for the day.
Oh.
Anyone that is going through cancer or has been a cancer survivor, and we don't care if you've been a cancer survivor for 20 years, you still come in and you get a free haircut.
Oh, I love that.
And anyone else who wants to come in and get a haircut, we just set a flat rate at that time for $150 for a haircut. You come in and get a haircut, and then that $150 will go straight to the Beautiful Foundation.
Oh, I love that.
And it was, more importantly, when we first did it the first and second time, what we were learning is that it was really cool for these cancer patients and cancer survivors to connect with others.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But most importantly, not have an event be all about them.
That one person,
like all eyes on them. I'm going through cancer and everyone's here for me. And it's a little uncomfortable, uh-huh. right? But then it was like a group of people that we're all going through together. We're all doing this together. We would even have a massage therapist on hand. We'd have your nails on hand, makeup on hand, and everybody just come in and just get a day of beauty, right?
Yeah.
So, wonderful. It's really cool. If any salons out there, if you want your salon to do that, you can just head over to beautifulfoundation.com. Just like she said, no dashes though. We don't actually put the dashes in the website, but it's okay.
Okay,
We can go to your website and we'll figure out where our website is.
Yes, I've got a secret with robmcgraw.com and all the information will be on there. The beautiful,
beautiful
foundation.com. BEYOUTIFUL foundation.
Yes. Good job.
So
good job.
All of that information will be on there. So
but wonderful. Yeah, and it's just cool to be able to bring a community together.
Yes.
Like whether you're in Boston or Mississippi or New York or California, wherever you are, we can create just like getting everybody together and just spreading love and happiness and
I think
making everyone feel beautiful.
Yes. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
What a heartwarming and beautiful way to spend a day.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
So we've come to a place in the podcast where we're going to celebrate everything we've talked about today, especially the foundation, and have some fun. It's our game of the day.
Ooh.
And it's called Quaffs and Chops.
Ooh, Quaffs and Chops. I love it.
Yes. And so are you two up for some friendly competition between the two of you?
Oh my gosh.
Because for this game, I'm going to read off the clues. And you're both going to see who can guess the famous head of hair first.
Oh gosh. Nikki's winning. She wins everything. Nikki wins everything. I just would like
to know. So Secret Squad, you can also play along as well. So when I read the clue, you just yell out the name that this person's hair belongs to.
Okay.
Okay.
Is it our client or is it not?
I just don't know.
Gosh,
I'm not going to give you any clues.
Okay.
No clues.
Okay, no clues.
I would call that cheating.
I call it clues.
Okay. You ready?
Yes.
Okay. This actress bravely shaved her head on screen for the role of Lieutenant Jordan O'Neill in 1997. You got it.
Yeah.
Okay. She's a bad gal, fashion chameleon, and Met Ball red carpet favorite.
Lady Gaga.
Rarely rocks the same do twice. Who did you say?
Lady Gaga.
Nope.
Oh.
Let her finish.
Why? I want to win.
Question.
I want to win.
No.
Keep going. Who rarely
rocks the same? Rihanna?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. But you don't get credit for it. Who's keeping score?
Oh, I only get one answer? I can't keep answering?
No, Brianna.
Okay, now, now I'll let you finish this question.
This fashion icon would most likely be unrecognizable without her signature blunt bob and bangs.
Sia.
Nope.
Blunt bob and bangs?
Oh, Anna Wintour?
Prada. Devil Wears Prada.
Anna Wintour.
Yes.
She knew who I was saying.
I did know. Okay. Literally. This A-list actor is often said to mimic the hairstyles of the women he has dated.
Dennis Rodman?
Brad Pitt.
Yes.
What? Really? What?
Throwing it out there.
Yeah, okay. I don't know.
That's an interesting.
Hey, fun fact, I got to cut his hair.
You got to twice. Cut his hair?
Yeah, and it was
Do you have some of it?
No, I put it on eBay. Just kidding.
Oh, I was going to say.
No, I went to.
Okay, the next one.
Okay.
A former Disney princess traded her wigs and long brunette locks for a bleached pixie back in 2012.
Julia Roberts.
No.
I thought she was Tinkerbell.
Oh.
Miley Cyrus.
Yes.
Oh, good one. But you don't get it because she already said the first one.
Oh, okay.
Remember? Oh, you can't guess twice.
Such a memory. This is so funny.
But you can give me that first one. You can give her that one if you want. These are great questions.
These are
awesome.
Okay, the next one. You like her hair. Gee, thanks. It's usually in a sky-high pony.
Ariana Grande,
for sure.
Yes.
But that's her favorite person. Well, her favorite station.
Music.
She is the favorite of this staff.
Oh, yeah.
Boy, they love her. Yeah. They love her music.
Okay. Ariana Grande plays in my house all day.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Yeah. This razored layer cut from 1994 was created by accident and not a favorite of this sitcom darling, but fans loved it.
Jennifer
Aniston.
Yeah. Yeah. From Friends, right?
You both got it.
Was
yeah.
it Razor?
The Rachel razored? Cut. She didn't love it.
I didn't realize it was Razored either. That was new information.
But I was just thinking 90s Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah. Okay. Once this glossy, closely cropped pixie cut made its debut, women everywhere were inspired to chop their hair in the 1960s when they saw this icon with this cut.
Twiggy.
Yes.
Woo! How do you know these?
I don't know.
I'm actually really shocked, by the way.
Because I do a lot of pixies, Nikki, so I need to do research and figure out who
and
had
Twiggy.
The OG.
Twiggy, yeah.
And you know who loves Twiggy is Goldie Hawn. So.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Yes,
and we all love
Goldie.
We love Goldie Hawn.
Yes,
Twiggy.
Yep.
Twiggy performed in To Sir With Love. Mm. I'm showing my age, but. We recently watched that movie. Okay. She is known for iconic fashion spanning decades, as well as her signature long, sleek black hair.
Cher.
Yes.
Jinx.
I love
Cher.
Her. Yes. Okay. Try your best to keep up with this young beauty mogul's ever-changing hair.
Lady Gaga.
Demi Lovato.
No.
Kylie.
Yes.
Jenner.
Yes.
Oh, mogul. Oh, wow.
All she had to do was go like that. And I was like, yeah.
Can you tell I cheat at games? Okay. We will always love this country music icon and her unmistakable blonde tresses.
Carrie Underwood. Dolly Parton.
Yeah. Okay, listeners, I just grabbed my boobs.
Yes, she did. Yes, she did. And I froze.
You're like, what is she doing? In 2017, this rare beauty shocked everyone by showing up to the American Music Awards with a brand new blonde do.
Selena Gomez!
Yes!
That was our
favorite one.
Rihanna and Nikki are responsible for this transformation. Okay.
That's cool.
Okay, our game is over.
Oh, yeah, that was fun.
I love that. That was such a great question.
Well, that's unfortunately the end of this episode. And both of you are such dolls. I've had so much fun. Can you tell everyone how to find out more information about both of you and your various businesses online? So tell us where you are online and where everyone can find you.
I think the quickest, easiest way is probably just to go to Instagram, which is simply my first name, which is spelled very difficult. It is RIAWNA. And there in my bio, it has a link to all of our businesses.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah. And same for me. I am at Nikki Lee 901, and Nikki is NIKKI.
Yes, yes. And so, listeners, we'll have all of that information up at I've Got a Secret with RobinMcGraw.com if you missed it. I'll also have our drink recipe from today and behind-the-scenes photos on the website as well. I hope everyone in the Secret Squad has a blessed, safe, and healthy week. I'm sending love to all of you. Bye-bye.